Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Year 12 students have this morning received their HSC results. I remember this day. I remember this day. I tell you, it was just that sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. Marks were released at 6 a.m., with most receiving their scores via an SMS. Not how we did it. We had to get the Herald and start going through the paper. Remember, they were written in the paper.
Yeah, I got a letter.
Oh, no, that was your university entrances.
Yes, I got a letter in the mail.
You got a letter. That's right. That's how it came. So I don't remember it that well, clearly. Female students have reigned supreme when it comes to top of the class. Billy? It was 70-30 female-male split for topping courses, and public school students have narrowly edged out their private school peers. Of the 116 HSC courses, 42 of the table-topping students attended government schools compared to 39 from private and Catholic schools. Paul Hewitt is the Executive Director of Curriculum, Teaching and Assessment at the Board of Studies. He's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Angela.
So do we give the class of 2015 an A?
Well, on so many levels, this is a fantastic year. Today, you mentioned the first in course from yesterday, but today the focus shifts to over 76,000 students who have done one or more course, and 68,000 have completed their pattern of study and will receive the HSC.
That is, of course, good news. Years ago, results were put in the mail. How do they get them these days?
Well, there's multiple ways of getting them. 45,000 students registered for an SMS, and so that would have arrived at 6 o'clock. We have emails for 73,000 students, and they were all sent out this morning. Some are very old-fashioned. They go to the website.
Oh, yeah.
We had 6,000 students by now have gone to the website, and I think largely they've gone just to check that the SMS that they received is accurate.
Yes, I think that's important.
Well, now, look, Paul, I think there needs to be a royal commission into this. 70% of courses topped by young women. We've got to stop this. It's just not right.
I think
right.
We've got to publish second in course. That might be different.
Seriously, though, one thing that I really liked about this was that not only are women dominating the courses, but they are dominating courses that were traditionally taken up by boys. And I think that's a massive breakthrough and hopefully the sign of great things to come.
Yeah, there was a young woman yesterday who received first in course for automotive. So I guess that's a strong example of what you just said, Bill.
And there were, you know, there'll be people today who get their results and won't be, you know, jumping for joy like the 70-30 top score toppers yesterday. Mightn't have got as good a score as they hoped, but that's not the end of the world, is it? There's still lots of opportunity out there. How should they look at things today?
Well, there's several groups of students. The first will be the ones who look at it and say, that won't be enough for me to get in the course I want to get into. And really, they should wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow the University Admission Centre distributes the ATAR, and that's the score. Students like to think that they can predict the ATAR. Often they're pleasantly surprised when that comes along.
Right.
But if they don't get the score that they needed to get into their course, there are second offers. There are other pathways to get there. And I guess generally students who don't know what they want to do but just wanted to get a better score overall, there have been many, many very successful people in life who haven't been just measured by their HSC.
Yeah, I would advise parents, having three 20-somethings who've gone through all this fairly recently. I had one boy had no desire to go to tertiary education, one daughter who is an absolute genius and she topped all her classes and just basically could choose what she wanted.
As girls do.
Yep, of course. And another boy who finished up going to TAFE and then did reasonably well at TAFE, and from TAFE did his final year at university and got a business diploma. So there's a whole lot of ways to skin that cat, and I think everyone should be looking very carefully at what their options are and not be too discouraged.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, Bill. For some students, their great HSC result will be that fantastic kickstart that lets them just keep going on an upward trajectory. For others, there'll be other ways of getting there. But these students are still young and it's got plenty of decisions and opportunities ahead of them. It's really what they make of the next opportunity that comes their way that's probably more important than the results that they've just achieved.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Hewitt, the Executive Director of Curriculum, Teaching and Assessment at the Board of Studies. Thanks for that today. I remember the day ours came out and we all ended up at a pub to sort of celebrate slash commiserate, depending how you'd all gone.
You naughty thing.
And we were old enough. And Joel Garner and Viv Richards were at the bar.
Wow.
Which reminds me of a joke. Is that the time? It's news time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.